I want you to bow your heads because you don't want to miss the boat on this one. Say, Father, give me ears to hear.
Give me ears to hear.
Eyes to see.
Eyes to see.
And a heart to perceive.
And a heart to perceive.
What the Holy Spirit,
is
speaking to me.
Amen.
Amen. Earlier I shared with you about Harold Hill. He was looking for the problem that the satellites were failing every time they set it into the computer. It would head towards the moon and then it would veer off. And they couldn't connect and get it right. One night, Harold, before he went to bed, said, Lord, I don't know what we're doing wrong, but if we're supposed to put a man on the moon, we can't head him out into space. And we first have to get the satellite to go in the direction it's supposed to go. So where's our mistake? And the Lord gave this scripture to Harold Hill. If this isn't the one, there's a couple of others, but it seems to me this is the one. Isaiah 38. Verse 7. This is the Lord's sign to you that the Lord will do what he has promised. I will make the shadow cast by the sun go back the 10 steps it has gone down on the stairway of Ahaz. So the sunlight went back the 10 steps it had gone down. You say, why are you telling me that a man in the 1960s had to get a scripture to adjust the finest equipment that the United States had to get that satellite on the right path? It's because the computer is only as good as the information you give it. So he actually figured out what kind of adjustment you needed in order to go back 10 steps. Because you see, what happened is God allowed the sun and the moon and the earth to adjust in order to confirm to Hezekiah, which we talked about on Sunday, that he was going to live 15 more years. So he put this formula in the computer, and to their wonderment, the next satellite that they shot towards the moon went where it was supposed to go. All because one believer took the time to bow his knees, ask God for an answer, and get the facts right to put inside the computer. This is facts. You can go back. You can check on your computer, Harold Hill. If I got the wrong scripture, it's at least a scripture where the sun and the moon were adjusted by God, because it happened actually three times. It happened when Moses was fighting the foreign nation and they held up his hands and the light stayed on. So it happened actually two or three times where the earth was literally manipulated in order for man to get the confirming voice to confirm. Now, you say, well, why is Hezekiah so important? Go back to verse 1. In those days, Hezekiah became ill and was at the point of death. How many of you have ever had an illness that you were facing death? Put your hand way up. Okay. So this is for you. The prophet Isaiah, son of Amos, went to him and said, this is what the Lord says. Put your house in order because you are going to die. You will not recover. There was no question. It was a positive thing. and you're not going to recover. Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord. Remember, O Lord, how I have walked before you faithfully and while wholeheartedly, with wholehearted devotion, and have done what is good in your eyes. And Hezekiah wept bitterly. Well, you say, why would he bother to do that? Well, maybe you've never had this kind of news to kind of change your brain a little bit. The word of the Lord came to Isaiah. Go and tell Hezekiah, this is what the Lord of God, the God of your father David, says. I have heard your prayer, seen your tears. I will add 15 years to your life, and I will deliver you and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend the city. How come he's giving him a couple of bonuses?
He took the time to consult him.
He had a conference with the king of kings. Verse 7. This is the Lord's sign to you, that the Lord will do what he has promised. I will make a shadow cast by the sun go back the 10 steps it has gone down on the stairway of Ahaz. So the sunlight went back the 10 steps it had gone down. A writing of Hezekiah, king of Judah, after his illness and recovery. I said, in the prime of my life, must I go through the gates of death and be robbed of the rest of my years? I said, I will not again see the Lord in the land of the living. No longer will I look on mankind and be with those who now dwell in the world. Like a shepherd's tent, my house has been pulled down and taken from me. Like a weaver, I have rolled up my life, and he has cut me off from the loom. Day and night, you made an end of me. I waited patiently till dawn, but like a lion, he broke all my bones. Day and night, you made an end of me. I cried like a swift or a thrush. I moaned like a mourning dove. My eyes grew weak as I looked to the heavens. I am troubled, O Lord. Come to my aid. But what can I say? He has spoken to me, and he himself has done this. I will walk humbly all my years because of this anguish of my soul. Lord, by such things men live, and my spirit finds life in them too. You restored me to health and let me live. Surely it was for my benefit that I suffered such anguish. In your love, you kept me from the pit of destruction. I wanted to back this up. Verse 16 is quite important. Lord, by such things men live, and my spirit finds life in them as well. You restored me to health and let me live. Surely it was for my benefit that I suffered such anguish. It wasn't for the benefit of others. When you go through a test, it's not all about everybody watching you. It's about what he's trying to get through to you and me. In your love, you kept me from the pit of destruction. You have put all my sins behind your back. For the grave cannot praise you. Death cannot sing your praise. Those who go down to the pit cannot hope for your faithfulness. The living, they praise you, as I am doing today. Fathers, tell their children about your faithfulness. The Lord will save me, and we will sing with stringed instruments all the days of our lives in the temple of the Lord. Isaiah had said, prepare a poultice of figs and apply it to the boil, and he will recover. Was Isaiah a doctor?
No.
Did they use medicine?
Yes.
Did they use medicine?
Certainly.
Yes. See, you see, some people think that just because you go today to a doctor and he says, prepare this and that, go to the drugstore, get this, get that, to keep you alive. Things have not changed. Verse 22, Hezekiah had asked, what will be the sign that I will go up to the temple of the Lord? And it goes on and on, which I don't want to go any further. What I am saying is, the God of heaven stopped the rotation of the planets in order to confirm to a king that he was going to live 15 more years. That the prophet would bring a word of knowledge to put something on a boil that would deliver him from a killing boil. Could have been a cancer. I don't know what you and I have faced, but I know there were seasons where I had to trust that God would provide wisdom to somebody and a word of knowledge to do what I needed in order to keep this body functioning. Okay? Now, am I advertising that I needed a prophet? God can make anyone into a prophet. He can give you a word of knowledge, but he can give it to the doctor. He can give it to a nurse. He can give it to a person that gives you some compassion that you need. You say, well, why only 15 more years? Maybe that's all he needed. Look what $15 cost me yesterday. I sent it out with joy. You say, what are you talking about? Well, you can listen to the message from Sunday and you'll learn if you weren't here. What I'm getting at is this. There are times that you're going to face circumstances that you won't like, including sometimes a death sentence. And if you run to the one that is the king, like Harold did, when the satellite wasn't reaching its destination, Hezekiah was not intending to go home early. He wanted some more time. He didn't dictate to the Lord what he wanted, but I believe he let the Lord see his heart. Be honest with the Lord. Don't tease him. Don't dictate, but be honest with him. You've got a weakness in your body? Give it to him. You've got a problem with an area in your mind? How many know your mind can be kind of tricky? Okay. He has abilities to change those things. He has abilities to stop the earth from rotating. You think he can't handle a little skinny brain like yours and mine? He can do it. Believe me, he can do it. It's not a problem for him to do that. What is the problem is most of us go on our way thinking we can solve our own problem. And that's usually an anointing of pride. So will you bow your head, please? Say, Father, tonight, we've heard about submission.
We've heard about submission.
We want to submit to your plan.
We want to submit to your plan.
Let your plan unfold for my life.
Let your plan unfold.
And these areas that I'm weak,
whether physical or emotional,
I turn them over to you.
Give me a new bright idea.
To see life.
From your perspective.
And to see my body healed.
To
see my mind, will, and emotions healed.
For your glory.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And all of God's people said,
Amen. Amen.